The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
Jonah? Morning, honey.
Morning. Nellie keeps telling me I should come to you. I've been pretty tense lately, so my neck...
Well, sure. Hop on up.
Now's an okay time, really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Thanks. I've never been to a... I've never had a massage like this.
Why don't you undress to the level of your comfort and just relax? Sound good?
Oh, sure. Coconut?
And he lies down on my table.
Wow. Now I know why they call you magic hands.
Now you know.
Oh my god, my stress level these days. My father's been... We don't know where he...
Shh, you don't have to talk about that right now. Just let it all melt away, okay? Breathe.
Okay.
And I'll work on him for another 20 minutes. I think this is progress, right? This is progress.
Thanks for this, Dolores. You're so nice.
My pleasure, honey. Take your time getting up.
I didn't even ask how much...
On the house.
No.
Seriously, don't worry about it. I like how you've been there for Nellie.
Oh, well, she's been there for me too, since my, Will you maybe check in on her later?
I absolutely will.
Okay, thanks. Anyway, better head to the office.
And he shakes my hand. It's sweet. And he leaves. But I didn't hear him go up those stairs. Usually I can hear... He's standing in Luis's bathroom doorway, staring at, hanging upside down, what's left of his, of Mr. Perlman's face. Damn. I wish he didn't. Damn.
Aren't you cold?
Are you feeling all right today, Dolores?
I can barely keep my hands steady on Joy, and now I'm watching out my window. There's a cop car pulled up outside.
Dolores?
Mm-hmm. That's right, Joy. Just relax.
I'm trying to, but...
Shh. Now there's two pairs of, like, cop feet. They're getting out of the car, and they're walking toward the building, into the shop, I think.
You seem a little distracted today. No offense. Okay, you seem really distracted today.
I'm sorry. No charge for you today. How's that? Okay? You can take your time getting up.
Okay.
They're walking back outside now, and I can see Luis's feet with them, standing right outside on the sidewalk.
I hope you feel better, Dolores.
What? Oh, thanks. You too. You know what? I'll walk you up. So Joy leaves, walks right
past Luis talking to those cops outside. They're still out there. And Nellie's working behind the counter. Her makeup's all smeared, like she was crying.
We can't find Jonah. He left here this morning, but he never showed up at work or his building or anywhere. And his phone's off, too.
But why are the cops here?
Well, I was freaking out, you know, and... because his dad's been missing for, like, weeks now, okay? Like, his dad is missing. And now Jonah goes silent, too, just suddenly. What if it's not a coincidence?
Wait. Did you call the cops?
Well, I didn't ask him to come here. I was just following up with the people who were looking for his dad, the detectives. Because, like, wouldn't they want to know if I couldn't find his son either? But they were just like, we're sending somebody.
But, honey, Jonah's a grown-ass man. I'm sure he's fine.
No, but he's always...
He's probably just out somewhere having... What's Luis telling us?
Dolores, something's wrong. I'm telling you, something bad happened. I can feel it in my stomach.
I gotta steal you for a second.
She told me...
That stupid little fucking tranny's the one who called the cops.
She didn't think they were gonna show up.
What? No, don't do that. Don't you fucking defend her.
But I killed her boyfriend, Luis. Poor kid actually found somebody and I had to go
Hey,
and...
if you had to do it, you had to do it. But how could she have called the fucking... I mean, we had that old man, and then Marcy, and then that fat fucking nobody said a word. But now the rich white boy's gone 20 seconds, not even cooked yet, and there's already fucking two cops asking me why his phone signal stops in this building?
So what the fuck are we gonna do now, man? I'm not going back to prison.
I know, Mommy. I think I got a plan.
You always got a fucking plan, but look where that got us.
Listen, I will take care of this.
How?
I think I got somewhere I can put everything, okay? The scraps, but maybe take it easy for now, okay? With the, you know, just for now. Not like we don't got enough meat for like at least a week.
That's what you're worried about right now? Having enough meat?
You know what? Why don't you go take a walk?
Why?
I just think you should go get some air, you know, clear your mind for a minute.
Are you trying to get me out of...
Honestly, I gotta be productive right now, okay, Dolores? I don't need you like freaking the fuck out like this while I'm trying to make this all go away. I say that with love.
Fine. Have fun. Nellie's still behind the counter working. She looks very distracted, glued to her phone. Carmen's there too now. Cop car's gone. Sun's going down. Jeremiah's watching me from down the block. I turn to go the other direction. I don't know where I'm going. Where am I going? Back to Bedford Hills. Back to Tabitha. Might as well just show back up there. Say, I'm checking back in. I killed 4 people. Please, take me. Just please, just lock me back up before I walk over to Broadway towards the subway so I can go down to Grand Central and then take that metro north back up to Bedford Hills. But that nail salon's right by the subway. This fucking nail salon. With Joy's cousin right in the window, laughing with somebody. All these women above board. I am not going back to fucking prison. It cannot be too late for me. It cannot be too fucking late.
Hey, Dee, no word yet, but they're still looking for him.
I know, Mamita, I'm sorry. Luis downstairs?
I think he went out.
I'm Magic Hands Dolores, goddammit. And I'm a motherfucking roach. I will be the last one in this room. It cannot be too late for me. But then that Caleb Seltzer comes down.
I just find it really offensive and disrespectful. After I generate so much publicity for the business in this building that I can't even get the landlord on the phone anymore. I know it sounds like a small thing. I mean, it's just a dripping faucet, but I hear it all day while I'm trying to focus. It's ruining my life. It's like psychological water torture. And I've...
And Luis is all fucking sweaty. He smells.
I thought you wasn't gonna do this right now.
Guess what, pussy face? You don't get to tell me what to do anymore. Don't fucking sigh at me. Take care of this shit.
I was just carrying a bunch of stuff for the last hour, man. My back is killing
me. Oh, so now you're complaining?
What is going on with you right now?
Right now? Try like since I got here.
Okay. I guess I'll take care of this now too, because that's what I do for you. No, no, don't help. I got it.
Oh, I've done plenty.
Yeah, I'd say so. Fuck!
And his bathroom's empty now. The tub, the sink, all of it. No bones, no ice, spotless.
Where'd you put everything?
I told you. I got a plan in motion.
And I told you I got no fucking faith in your plans anymore.
Okay, so you want to take over? You want to do it all from now on? You go get the knife. You have fun. I'm cleaning up after you.
Well, look at you standing up to me.
I don't like where you at right now, okay?
Oh, no? Because I'm having a great time where I'm at. I'm having a fucking ball, Luis.
There's red lights flashing on his face from through the window.
Luis?
Shit. Well, that was fast. Stay here. There's a plan in motion. Stay here.
I got all the lights off, and I'm watching out my window. Two cop cars parked right outside. Now a third one just pulled up, and there's all these pairs of cop feet out in front of the building. And then I see Nellie's boots. They're putting her in one of the cars. She's in fucking handcuffs. And somebody slams the car door, and they drive away. The other two cars stay right there, right outside the shop. And I can smell Louise.
They found things in Nelly's bedroom, in his closet.
What?
You know, Jonah's clothes and everybody else. The scraps.
In her... That's where you put everything?
I mean, it was pretty easy without Sophia there. And that place, yo, that already looks like a fucking psychopath lives there with all those fucking hoarded up newspapers and crime books and shit.
But Nelly's the one who called the cops in the first place.
Yeah, because he's a fucking crazy-ass teenager who's, like, shutting grandmother. He basically held hostage in that place. And he was obsessed with Jonah, but Jonah didn't want none of that, so, you know. What? What? Don't look at me like that. I told you I'd take care of it.
But by trying to frame Nelly? Nelly? Of all people?
Hey, it was gonna be Nelly or it was gonna be us. And he's young enough. He can still do something with himself when he gets out.
Gets out? You don't get out when you chop people up into little pieces. And they're not even gonna put her with the women. They're gonna put her with the men. And they'll kill her.
Okay, well, look, we are safe now, and that's the point
of it. We are not safe, you stupid idiot. Nelly's fucking smarter than both of us. You think she's not gonna talk?
And say what?
Well, Officer, Dolores was giving massages in the basement, and then Louise started getting the meat from some new butcher, and the landlord was harassing us, and Jonah was in the building overnight. These people know who I am, you unbelievable dumbass. I have a record. I'm in the fucking system, and you've been putting big fucking yellow banners outside with my name on them, and you fucking call the cops to come collect the rest of the evidence? Now they're gonna search every inch of this entire building, you stupid.
Well, but what was it supposed to do?
You were supposed to stop me. At some point, at any point, Jesus fucking Christ, somebody was supposed to fucking stop me. could have had a normal life, Luis. I could have been happy here. I could have maybe even been happy with you. You know that? I really tried with you. I really did. I might have been just enough of a fucked up masochist to keep trying. Who knows? But now I gotta go away again.
But where are you going?
Beats the fuck out of me, but I know how this works. I gotta be gone by the time they get Nelly downtown, because I am not going back to prison.
Wait, I'll come with you.
You're not going anywhere. You fucked up.
No, I'll take care of you, Dolores. That's all I ever wanted. I swear to God, I'll crank up that deep fryer. I'll burn this place to the ground if it means you and me we can start all over. You and me from scratch. Please.
No.
No, please, Dolores, please. You're the love of my life. Please don't leave me alone.
You're pathetic, Luis. You're a stoner loser. And you wouldn't have anybody to go down on if Dominic hadn't fucked my life apart 16 years ago. You're a parasite. You feed off me. You're pathetic.
This is super lemon haze. You know, I'm a sucker for a sweet sativa. You want?
Fuck's sake. Fine, you can come, but we gotta go now.
I love you so much, my Dolores.
Go get your shit.
Okay.
And he goes to his room, and out my window, they're unrolling the police tape now. That yellow tape. And it's just a matter of time before they all come down those creaky-ass stairs for me. So I grab all my cash I've been saving. That'd be thousands by now. And I put my purple table in that big canvas bag it came in. And I get all my clothes from El Mundo, throw them in the bag, and a couple of my candles. His cigar box is on the table in the living room with all his weed. I throw that in my bag, too.
Luis, come on! Hey, are you shitting in there or something? We don't have time for this. Luis, we gotta go now.
I'm not gonna hurt you. Don't be scared. Look, I'm putting the knife down.
He's looking me right in the eye. These shiny green eyes. I never noticed that before. And then I see behind him, in the tub, it's my Luis. Eyes still open, blood gushing from his neck, right into Caleb Seltzer's open mouth.
Batista was a bad motherfucker.
He was gonna take care of me.
He was gonna eat you or get you locked up, and I couldn't let that happen to you again. You're gonna come with me now, down there, underground. Safest place to go once they know who you are.
Dominic, it's me, baby. I didn't recognize him. I'm so sorry, my baby. What happened to you, Dominic? What happened to your face?
Hey, it's just me. I'm trying to help you out because you seem like you don't want to be a bad person.
But I want
to. You just got caught up
Let
in some
me
bad.
Touch your face.
Stop.
What happened to your face? Dominic, did you set me up?
What?
Tell me the truth, did you?
Lady, you gotta snap out of it. We gotta get out of here, or you're going back inside for good this time.
I protected you! I fucking protected you for 16 years, and you left me to rot! And there's red lights flashing on his face. And I lean in, I kiss him, and he smells so bad. And I still miss him so fucking much. But he jerks away from me again. I'm just trying to hold him, but he keeps fighting me. He's really... But I'm strong now. I'm grabbing his shoulders, and he shoves his elbow in my chest, and I go stumbling back. But he falls the other way, and he hits his mouth hard on the sink.
And there's blood, instantly blood on the sink, and he falls down on his back. And his mouth, his tooth is gone, and he's gagging, he's trying, he's grabbing at his neck, and his mouth is full of blood. There's blood bubbling up over his head, but I don't help him. I'm not doing anything. I'm not helping him anymore. And then he's... I think he choked on his own tooth. And the way Luis is laying there, it looks like he's staring right at Dominic. Or maybe it's not Dominic after all. Maybe I'll never know. So I get the knife from the sink. I put it in my bag. This bag is so fucking heavy now. And I'm trying to get it up these stairs. I go back to the kitchen. I turn on the deep fryer, but it doesn't go on. So I crank it and crank it. And finally, it ignites, and I run out the back way through the alley behind the laundromat. I don't even look back. I just keep walking till I come out to the sidewalk up the block. And there's already smoke coming out of Empanada Loca from under the door, over the police tape. And there's cops moving away from the building. There's another cop car pulling up. And Joy's out in front. And some other people are starting to gather around, too. Carmen's out there taking a fucking picture of herself. And I'm trying to walk fast, but I don't want to draw attention with this big-ass bag. I make it over to Broadway, past the nail salon, down to the subway. And I'm trying to get my table over the turnstile. Somebody opens the emergency door for me.
Thank you, sir.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
But I don't get on. At the very downtown edge of the platform, there's two signs, MTA only and do not enter. I gotta climb over this yellow railing and down these rusty little steps to the track. Gotta hop over that third rail so I don't get electrocuted. And I just start walking south in the dark, like the roach that I am. The mole person now, right? With my table on my back. And Dominic, I hope it was Dominic. And Luis, burned. And Nelly, maybe the worst thing I did, worse than anything else, was letting him throw Nelly under the bus like that. He sacrificed her worse than Dominic sacrificed me. Well, I'm paying for it now.
Hey, you want a hit? I still got some left from Luis.
I let myself have 2 hits a day, 3 tops. I make this shit last, like, however long I've been down here, 3 months, 2 days, 10 years. It's impossible to know when you never see the sun. Gonna run out soon, though. And you wanna know the most fucked up part? I got so much cash, man. What the fuck am I supposed to do with old slips of green paper? Literally for wiping my ass. And I know those others who live further up near the top, they got better food and shit. But if I wanna live in another regime like they got going up there, I'll just go back to prison. Thank you very much. They fucking chased me all the way down here, wouldn't even feed me or nothing. Gotta make me the outcast of all outcasts, as usual. I always gotta be that fucking person. They even sent some bitch to try to take my massage table here. They never saw her again. But that'll have to be a story for another day. You know, I never did taste those muy loco empanadas. That's where I drew my line up there. But this far down underground, like he said, me is me. You want a massage? On the house? No? I could see you. Can you still not see me?
I'm right here, right next to you. Don't be scared. You've been a really good listener. But this is where I live, and I'm so fucking hungry. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be. Would have been you or me, honey. You or me.
The Horror of Dolores Roach, created by Aaron Mark, with Daphne Rubin-Vega, Bobby Cannavale, Noah Robbins, Margaret Cho, Keita Updike, Michael Urie, John Douglas Thompson, and Jasmine Romero. Written and directed by Aaron Mark. Executive produced by Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Katie Pastor, Matthew Boll, and Daphne Rubin-Vega. Associate produced by M.R. Daniel. Sound design by Haley Shaw. Foley recording by Nico Osborne. Mixed by Matthew Boll. Score by Allison Leighton Brown. The Horror of Dolores Roach is a production of Gimlet Media.